This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Fiery debate in Israel's Knesset ends with far-right lawmakers passing a bill to limit the power of the country's Supreme Court. And union officials are already talking about the possibility of a general strike. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
The law passed 64-0 with opposition parliament members boycotting the final vote in protest. It came after weeks of unprecedented demonstrations against the bill. Outside the parliament, thousands of demonstrators yelled "Busha," shame, as the vote was taken. Critics say the bill weakens Israeli democracy as it takes power from the Supreme Court, which is the only check on the government's power. Supporters say the Supreme Court has too much power, and they will move ahead with more laws to limit that power.
Prime Minister Netanyahu, who orchestrated the new law, rushed back to the Knesset after having a pacemaker installed. There's no break for the heat weary in the Southwest. These two face a 25th consecutive day of a high of at least 110 in Phoenix.
It's miserable, actually. I don't get out that much. I stay inside.
You definitely want to sit inside during these times, unless the place has ministers.
It doesn't much matter where you are. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen, the record set heat wave will grow as the week wears on.
Just about the entire United States will see temperatures averaging above average for this time of year, anywhere from about 5 to 10, maybe as much as 15 degrees above normal.
Raging wildfires have driven thousands of people from homes and hotels on the Greek island of Rhodes.
Literally 2 hours after we left, they were covered in ash, just sat on their own like balconies, looking over at the pool. They'd be covered in ash. And like the moon was like red and everything. It was horrible.
Many tourists and locals spent another night in hotel lobbies, schools, and on boats. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking government secrets has a pre-trial conference today. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Jack Teixeira is charged with retaining and transmitting classified national defense information. His attorneys are arguing he be freed until his trial. Pointing to the pretrial release of former President Donald Trump in his classified documents case.
It's bye-bye birdie at Twitter. Elon Musk freed the website's little blue bird today and replaced it with a black X. Question, according to CBS News tech consultant Ian Schur.
Is he going to keep it as a hugely influential social media company, or does he want to do something else?
The bird remains on the Twitter app. The Dow is up 79 points. S&P ahead 7. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Angie's List is now
missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A teenage boy is in custody after leading a sheriff's deputy on a high-speed chase on Eau Claire's north side yesterday afternoon. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office said they tried to stop a vehicle for signs of drunk driving as it was swerving between lanes on the north crossing. The driver of the vehicle sped away, getting up to speeds of 100 miles per hour before crashing in a roundabout, rolling the vehicle over. The only person hurt in the crash was a 17-year-old driver who was being referred for charges of OWI, fleeing an officer, and recklessly endangering safety. The National Weather Service says temperatures this week will be well into the 80s, with many places into the 90s as a heat wave settles in. Thursday is expected to be the hottest day in the area. Today, most places will stay in the 80s. In addition, our entire listening area is in an air quality advisory due to Canadian wildfire smoke through noon tomorrow. From the Civic Media News Desk here in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh during the Experimental Aircraft Association EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? I saw it go. 844-96 party. What is it?
I saw it go. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
If the election was today, who would you vote for? And how much is it based on facts versus feelings? Because I just have this inkling that so many people are their feelings about the candidates and specifically about Joe Biden is just how they feel about him, which is, I think, how largely we all mostly vote, as much as we want to be rational actors.
We vote with our gut.
And so, you know, simple question that I'm sure many talk show hosts before me have asked so far this year. If the election was today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. And it's also, do you not know? Because that's a valid answer, too. And sure, probably the right answer, because we're still over a year away. But, and we've touched on this a little bit before, as far as what the numbers say versus what approval ratings are. And not even just of Biden, but of people's feelings about the economy, feelings about how the country's doing, and how that matches up to the actual measurements we typically use to gauge how things are going. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people on the left or independents who can say, you know, who will say, like, yeah, Biden's done a pretty good job, but he's just so old. Who are, like, not fired up about him again.
Right.
And just based on the age thing and some gaffes and stuff like that are kind of like, ugh, really? This guy again? And then obviously Republicans are hammering on Joe Biden's America as the land of, you know, violent crime, surging illegal immigration, out of control inflation. But the thing is, like, the actual numbers don't always support that. And I bring this up partially because I read some stuff this morning as far as what the numbers say, but I also over the weekend was up north and went to Lac du Flambeau, and then we also went over to Hayward.
Oh,
hello, Hayward.
I'm so jealous.
And checked out the Lumberjack World Championship, although we timed it a little poorly because we didn't look at the schedule, so we bought tickets. And, like, the grounds were open all day, but the actual, like, final event didn't, like, start until 5:30.
Oh, man.
So we get to see the grounds. We got to see a axe throwing competition. We got to see some fun stuff and kind of get the vibe for what it was. But we didn't decide because it was like an hour and a half from Lac des Flambeaux. So we drove back. But got to check out Hayward. Got to see from a distance the largest muskie statue in the world.
Oh.
Because they close at 4, which was early.
In the summer?
In the summer and during the Lumberjack World Championship. I was a little surprised that they weren't still letting, because it's $10 a person. I was like, that feels like a lot of money you guys are deciding not to capitalize on.
What, the muskie needs to rest?
I don't know, but so Mike got up in like a hill and got a picture of it because they strategically place a lot of trees so you can't just take a picture without paying for it. But not surprisingly, in driving up to Lac des Flambeaux, driving west to Hayward, driving east back to the cabin, saw a lot of Let's Go Brandon signs.
Ah.
Saw, not surprisingly, you know, to each their own. No judgment. But nevertheless, saw a lot. Saw one one homemade sign that Mike was very excited about. We were driving. He saw there was a homemade sign, literally stopped and pulled a Yui because he wanted to go see what it said. And so it was Biden spelled out. And B was for, I just said this. Didn't I just tell you this before the
break? You did, and I'm drawing a complete
blank. And now B
blank
was for, I was for idiot, D was for dummy, E was for empty, N was for naive, and B was for, it wasn't bonehead. I can't remember what the B was for. If you can think of a B word for an idiot, that's what it was.
Bumbler?
Now I can't remember. But so anyways, you know, part of the state that is very still pro-Trump, not excited about Biden. And so I mention it because I see these numbers. I saw those signs. I kind of feel like the vibe I get in general from, you know, anyone but besides hardcore Democrats is meh on Biden. Like, it's like, I'll vote for him because it's like, again, like a not Republican. It's like, I'm not voting for the Republican.
Right.
But it's interesting because there's a lot of arguments as far as facts of why this has been a pretty good presidency. So, you know, in the first one, the violent crime, and this includes Milwaukee. I saw a headline from last week that violent crime is down in Milwaukee. Stealing cars.
That's still way up there.
Still way up there. But as far as homicides are going down, and this is violent crime surged across the country post-pandemic, and it was a huge concern in the 2022 election. But homicides were down 9% in the first half of this year and over the same period last year. And so that's generally down across the board. Illegal border crossings are down. It's dropped to the lowest level in over 2 years this past June for the first full month under Biden's new restrictive asylum rule, which makes it much harder to attain asylum. Obviously, some people, pro-immigration people, are not happy about this. There's a legal case pending that could change that, but at least for now, that policy has curbed illegal border crossings. Inflation is cooling.
And compared to the rest of the world, our inflation rate is manageable. They're dealing with double digits in many countries.
And so, you know, and we're going to get, I think the Fed this week again is going to make a decision on interest rates. I think that comes this week. I don't know which day.
Wednesday or Thursday.
And there's been a manufacturing boom across the country.
Not to mention all the bridge projects.
All the bridge projects, of course. And so there's been, like, the job growth for manufacturing. There's been 800,000 manufacturing jobs added nationwide. And so it's like you see all this and it's like, obviously this is the burden of the campaign to make all these connections and have it resonate with voters. But it's funny that on its face, I don't know if it is right now. What do you think? If you had an election today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. Or similarly, how much do you think that you use facts versus your gut instinct when it comes to voting decisions? 844-96-PARTY. What do you think, Jane?
Well, I know how I would vote.
Today?
Yes.
Would be Biden?
Yes. And again, I certainly understand the reluctance about his age. He is not a young man. And as you said, he has made some gaffes. At the same time, I think physically, for his age, he's in really good shape. Mm-hmm. And overall, I think he's all there and is actually able to put sentences together in a structure that when you read it back, it actually makes sense, as opposed to the front runner for the other party, who is not in great physical shape. And I'm sorry, but they can make as many posters of Donald Trump wearing armor, dressed like a gladiator. That isn't who he is. Sorry to be the one to point that out. I know it's harsh.
Is there anyone running, even if it's a long shot, is there anyone running on the Republican ticket that you could like hold your nose and vote for?
No.
Chris Christie? No.
Chris Christie?
Asa Hutchinson? No.
No.
Like any of the guys who are actually running counter to a Trump MAGA culture war thing?
No.
Tim Scott?
No. And Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson aren't even going to be players in this.
I know.
They're not. They're just not. And neither is Mike Pence.
Well, Mike Pence seems dead in the water.
Well,
just because, well, it's these like, that's how I feel about the Ron DeSantis campaign too, is like, it's this appeal to MAGA. It's like, I'm not Trump. Like, it's just this like walking this line of not really criticizing Trump because you know you need that base, but like that base probably is never going to leave Trump. So it's like, who are you actually appealing to? Because there's probably, I would think that there's a lot of like independents and moderates who like you're still too extreme for, who are like over the culture war thing and who are not necessarily in favor of teaching middle school students, you know, slavery had some benefits.
Yes, all
but not to go down that rabbit hole.
All the things you can pick up when people are whipping you.
And
but
so
anyway,
that's kind of how I feel about like the Pence thing too. It's like, who are your voters? Like, who are you appealing to? But yeah, I would love to hear from you as far as if the election was today, who would you vote for, and how much, if you're being honest with yourself, is it off of gut instinct versus actually looking at the numbers? 844-967-2789.
We will come back with a call on the other side of this break. We have Don on the line. As Kristen said, if you want to check in, you can text and or call at 844-967-2789.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
My life, I'll feel it. I wish I'd never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Like I've never lost you, and feelings like I'll never have you again in my life. Feeling, oh, oh, feeling, oh, oh, feeling. Again in my arms, feeling, oh, 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 feeling.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, ThriveFund has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thriveFund.com/disclosure.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs. but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, it is going to be sunny and hot and humid all week long. Today, partly cloudy, 88 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 64. Sunny, warm, and humid, 92 tomorrow by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Investment in social infrastructure and environmental programs that is actually finishing what FDR started, that LBJ expanded on, and Joe Biden is attempting to complete. Programs to address education, medical care, urban problems, rural poverty, transportation, Medicare, Medicaid, labor unions, and he still is working on it.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matt.
What
there.
A vicious attack on Biden's record so far.
It's obviously, I'm sure you've heard that by now. If you have not, that is a speech that Marjorie Taylor Greene gave. And I think it was in the attempt to list all of those things as bad things.
Yes.
Of the socialist Joe Biden and all these things he's doing. But the way it came off to many people is, well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So the Democrats turned it into an ad, which is pretty funny. But I think it goes back to the topic at hand, which is, you know, kind of a conversation of about facts over feelings or feelings over facts. And I'm going to put myself like I too, if the election was today, I would vote for Joe Biden. But it's not because if I'm being totally honest, I'm like pumped about Joe Biden. And yet the numbers should prove otherwise. Like things when you pay attention to the news too much, feel bad, which I certainly do because that's my job. But when you look at a lot of numbers, things are trending in a good direction.
Yes.
And yet I think there's a lot of independent left-leaning people who are like me, who are like not pumped on Biden. There's certainly a lot of Republicans who are like running on inflation, crime, immigration, that those numbers are trending in ways that don't prove that point. So if the election was today, who would you vote for? We got Don Brown first.
Yes, we do. Good morning, Don. What do you think?
Hi, Jane. Hi, Kristen. You know, the one issue I'd love to put to bed is this whole age thing. I hear so many people saying he's too old. You know, the president should be under 70. And it's like, are we asking the president to build a house or to do construction projects or excavation or anything that requires like physical skill sets and all that? We're not, right? We want someone with a sharp mind, with years of experience, in which he has, what, over 50, with strong relationships with world leaders and other stakeholders around the world. And, you know, how about we just focus on his record? And if we're going to look at the strength of a person, like, look at all the tragedy this guy's had to endure in his personal life. Look at all, he was a single father for many years before he was remarried. So many things. And I, like yourselves, I was never a huge Joe Biden fan, but when he was vice president, he showed a lot of mettle during the Obama administration and can take credit for a lot of those big wins in the Obama administration. And like you know, how come, let's bring that up instead of the age issue. You know, if we're really worried about that, like, then let's dig into health and wellness. Like, Biden's probably in better physical shape than JFK was when he was in the White House, considering all the pain he had to live with. So that's my
that's your take. So you would vote for Joe Biden if the election was today?
As of right now, for sure.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the call, Don. Let's go to Greg. Greg, who would you vote for if the election was today?
Well, I'm looking for that middle ground kind of third party candidate to come, you know, in and do that. Let me just say two things really quickly. I've learned the damage it causes the election when people are one issue voters. Okay, my issue for a while, I'll be honest, I'll admit it, was the whole abortion issue, mm-hmm. you know, but then I discovered as I got later in life, pro-life means you're pro all of life, not just baby, you know, killing. But my second thing is, so we can't be a one issue voter, and I'm not going to blame Biden for the inflation issue, because as you mentioned, Kristen, inflation right now is a world problem. So all these people who want to blame Biden for the higher gas prices, first of all, I don't drive. So but anyway, I don't have to worry about that, I guess. But, you know, higher whatever prices, I guess I can't see that. And so I'm not going to be one issue voter, but I'm not necessarily sold on the two people we have right now.
The two leads. So that would be Trump and Biden. Are there any other Republican right. candidates that even if they're polling super low, regardless of polls, that you're like, I could live with this guy or woman with Nikki Haley?
Honestly, if Republicans would stop, and I am a Christian, but if Republicans would stop touting the pro-life evangelical Christian line, you know, and like I said, I am a Christian, you know, I'm probably more pro-life, but I don't want to be lumped in as radical, you know, mm-hmm. as radical anything, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm looking at, like, and I hate that it's always the lesser of two evils, you know?
Yeah, that is the part problem with the two-party system. We're coming up against a break, Greg, so thank you so much for the call. When we come back from our next break, we still got a couple people on the line, so please hold on. But if the election was today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. And if you're being really honest with yourself, is it facts over feelings or feelings over facts when it comes to your gut instinct on who you want to vote for? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News brief. Israel's far-right majority has passed a new law that weakens the power of the country's Supreme Court, and opponents are considering their options. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
There has been talk of a general strike. Protesters say they're in it for the long haul. We're just going to have to see, but the fear is that there's going to be civil unrest that turns to violence.
It's not just places like Phoenix. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen says it'll heat up from the Carolinas through New England this week.
There will be extreme heat for the first time this season for several days in a row, and very limited amounts of showers and thunderstorms during that time.
There's a pretrial hearing today for ex-Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, accused of leaking government secrets. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick.
A 21-year-old Teixeira was ordered to remain behind bars while his case plays out. His lawyers are now asking a different judge to reverse that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A teenage boy is in custody after leading a sheriff's deputy on a high-speed chase on Eau Claire's north side yesterday afternoon. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office said they tried to stop a vehicle for signs of drunk driving as it was swerving between lanes on the north crossing. The driver of the vehicle sped away, getting up to speeds of 100 miles per hour before crashing in a roundabout, rolling the vehicle over. The only person hurt in the crash was a 17-year-old driver who was being referred for charges of OWI, fleeing an officer, and recklessly endangering safety. The National Weather Service says temperatures this week will be well into the 80s, with many places into the 90s as a heat wave settles in. Thursday is expected to be the hottest day in the area. Today, most places will stay in the 80s. In addition, our entire listening area is in an air quality advisory due to Canadian wildfire smoke through noon tomorrow. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says
we're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course, let's say logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mattenair, and we're still staying on the topic, but I will say, Barbie.
Wow.
Wow. $155 million. But we will get to that later in today's, either later in today's segment or later in today's show. But the topic at hand right now is, if the election was today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. We had a text on the text line asking if today's show is a rerun. It is not a rerun.
It is not a rerun. Unfortunately, I can't respond to all texts, so I can't tell you that we're live.
But we are live.
We are live.
It is Monday, July 24th. It's 81 degrees in Waukesha, and we are live. So if you were trying to call in, please try keep trying to call in. 844-967-2789. And speaking of calling in, Jack from Merrimack, if the election was today, who would you vote for?
Well, there's no question. Given the so-called front runners, I definitely vote for Biden. Let me do a little bit of explanation because I've got a couple things I'd like to say about that. One of those is the first thing that has to happen is the Democratic Party and Biden campaign has to get their act together. They've got to do things like, for instance, every place where there is broadband cable being installed out in the farming areas, they need to have one of those giant signs that looks like those Biden stickers that you saw on gas pumps saying, "I did this." Every time, every place where there is construction that is fixing our highways, they need to have a giant sign like that sticker that says, "I did this." Every place where there is lead lines being removed, like there were in front of my house just a few months ago, there needs to be a sign which shows Biden pointing to it and saying, "I did this."
With the aviators on, right? Get,
you got it.
you should join the campaign team, Jack.
but here's the other half of what I'd like to say. It seems that the elephant in the room, and that, yes, that is a very bad pun, is that virtually no one is talking about the attempted political coup that occurred with the fraudulent electors. These slates of electors that Johnson and others tried to present as legitimate to the vice president in an attempt to overturn legitimate election results have not even been disavowed by even one single member of the current Republican Party.
Yeah.
They haven't even been discussed in Congress. There are no hearings into it, much less the gerrymandered legislatures like we have in this state. Republicans need to completely repudiate both that attempt using the illegitimate electors as well as the physical violence, which they continue to downplay and call things like a tourist visit. I can't see how anyone in their right mind could possibly trust anything Republicans do or say until that's done, because that is much more dangerous than the obvious violent January 6th physical attack on Congress. You can solve that by more police, but this illegal attempt to foist a political insurrection in the guise of being legal is something that we can't allow.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Jack. Going over to Nancy. Nancy, if the election was today, who would you vote for?
Using both facts and feelings, I would definitely go with Biden.
Okay.
The GOP seems to only be the party of no. They have no platform. They have no sense. They just come up with these bizarre ideas that just don't have it. It's for media only.
Yeah.
And that's what gets their base wound up and may tip things in the other direction. A third party vote is a vote against Biden.
For sure.
It's
yeah.
a vote for GOP. I'm ticked off with people that vote third party because, quote unquote, both parties are the same. If you go to a wonderful website called Quora, Q-U-O-R-A, and look at Bring Back Democracy and other sites like that, you'll find out just how bad the GOP is. And that's where I've gotten a lot of the facts. It's an international forum.
Yeah, I've heard it. Quora's been around for a while. It's like a place where you can ask questions, and it's kind of crowdsourcing of people responding and giving answers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm seriously addicted to it.
Good for you. Thanks so much for the call,
Nancy.
We got to get one more call in during this segment. And so is it Tom from L.A.?
Our friend Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom.
Absolutely. Good morning, ladies. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second is that for the gentleman that called in and talked about pro-life, just because a woman has the right to choose does not mean that she's going to choose to actually terminate a pregnancy. So let's keep that in mind, that this whole thing is about putting women down. Third, I would definitely vote for Joe Biden, because Joe Biden knows how to delegate. Joe Biden knows how to put the people in place that actually, because no president, we are in a dictatorship in this country. We are a democracy. And because of that point, you know, it's what we the people want. And Joe Biden has shown that what he can do by putting the people in, delegating that power. So therefore, you know, we have the gains that we are having in this administration. I'd like to see him a little bit more like FDR. I will take what I can get for right now. And that is Joe Biden. So I definitely would vote for Joe Biden. I think we also on the radio shows need to elevate Kamala Harris more, because they're going to be running against Kamala Harris. They're not going to run against Joe Biden, really, because they know that Joe Biden is kind of unbeatable, because he's just a good guy. So just watch. The Republicans will start going after Kamala Harris if they haven't already.
And it's interesting to me.
Let's start elevating her.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Tom. And it's interesting to me that they haven't, this whole time that they haven't done more. That really this whole first term, she's been given unwinnable projects to be her focus. Knowing that that was, I mean, I don't know, just the whole time it seemed like a bad campaign strategy for a second term. If he was always planning to have a second term, is to not lift her up more and give her things that she can win at.
But what did Mike Pence do except stand there and look at Trump adoringly? Mike Pence didn't accomplish anything.
But I also don't think, I think that's a bad comparison, because Trump was always going to be the narcissist in the room. And so it's like, in an actual strategic, like, political campaigns, like, I'm not sure that's the standard you want to hold yourself to.
Right.
And so, but I just agree with Tom in that there is, they can't not have her run again, because then it looks like it was a bad choice the first time around.
Right.
But they also just, like, biffed it, I think, as far as helping make her look good to strengthen the ticket going into a second term.
Well, and I had the opportunity over the weekend. I bought a book by Miles Taylor, who used to be in the Department of Homeland Security. And he was the anonymous author who had that piece in the New York Times while he was still within the Trump administration. And the book is called Blowback. It will blow your mind.
Blowback?
If you think that Donald Trump and Joe Biden are the same intellectually, this will dispel that for you very quickly.
Who's the author?
Miles Taylor.
Miles Taylor.
Miles Taylor, called Blowback.
All right. The author behind the eye-popping CNN number one New York Times bestseller. All right.
I mean, the amount of times that Donald Trump wanted to shoot the legs out from people who are trying to get into this country, wanted to bomb Mexico, the moat was actually something he asked about.
Is it different than Abbott's moat that he's doing right now with the, like, spiked buoys?
No, Trump wanted alligators and I think monkeys. So,
The Wicked Witch of the West? Like, fly?
I'm not in that brain, so I can't specify which monkey. But there are just wacko, terrifying things that I have no problem believing came out of Donald Trump's mouth. None whatsoever. None.
That's how you spent your weekend, reading that book?
Most of yesterday. Okay. Every page is like, oh my God. What? Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah. And it's interesting. I listened to Love It or Leave It out of the Crooked Podcast, or the Crooked Media Podcast Empire. that was a bunch of ex-Obama guys. They've been around since 2016, and Love It or Leave It is like their live show comedy. He was like a joke writer for all the speech writers.
Oh, wow.
And so like, it's what I sometimes emulate this show to be, is if we actually had a writing team. But they had this last episode. This is going back to what Nancy said as far as third party stuff of this whole no labels shenanigans that's happening.
Right.
And like, who's actually behind no labels? And no labels is trying to say like both parties are the same. And so they had like funny but fake PSAs like, this episode is brought to you by No Labels. And they would argue on like trying to have like the false equivalency of what Republicans are doing versus what Democrats are doing and what Trump is and what Biden is. And it, so it was, maybe I'll grab some of those because it's pretty funny. And what happened to the Forward Party? Because that was Andrew Yang's whole thing like a year ago.
He's
and that's different. No Labels is different than Forward as far as I know.
But I haven't, that's the first time I've heard Andrew Yang's name.
That was last summer.
Yeah.
Because that was last summer when they were talking about.
He's just kind of disappeared.
And so I don't know what happened to them. And the thing that I liked about the Forward Party, besides the fact that they didn't actually have a platform, but what they at least were claiming when they were first talking about having a Forward Party was starting with smaller races. And like, I am the first one to say that the two-party system feels broken. In a two-party system, it feels like all you have to do is make people hate the other party enough that they would never vote for them instead of actually being for anything. And it's a duopoly. And the only people who are benefiting from this are the parties themselves. And I think the strategy of having a third party, but only running as like only running in the top ticket of the presidential race every 4 years, instead of actually creating a party where you run. Because this is the problem with two parties is not just at the presidency. This is the problem with so many of our races. I mean, I shouldn't know this number off the top of my head. Whatever, how many elected officials there are in the country that are partisan positions, and having the emphasis be on actually building another option that is viable, that has a platform, and gives people, that is filling a void that the two parties that we have right now do not. But why does it always have to start with the presidency? Because that's what it's, when it seems like it's just a grift versus something that is real and something that can grow.
We do have one more text that I'd like to get in, if you don't mind, Kristen. John from the Falls, good morning. This would be an easy choice for me. Here's why. My main concerns are climate, gun control, infrastructure, and the economy. The Republican Party as a whole has shown it's not interested in any of the first three things on my list. As far as the economy, America has fared much better than most of the rest of the world coming out of the pandemic. Whether the GOP wants to admit it or not, the numbers don't lie. And by the way, presidents overseeing the economy during the last three financial crises were Reagan, Bush, and Donald Trump. Nice job, fellas. Oh, and by the way, another comment. If you use a slur in your text, then I'm really unlikely to answer your phone call ever.
Ever.
Just so you
ever.
Know.
If you call, calling us names will not make us want to engage with you.
Not going
to
help you.
We also have another text from Oshkosh. I think the Biden versus Trump vote is more clear cut than Biden versus any other Republican. Like if I were to vote for Biden, I would vote for Biden if Trump was the nominee. But if Christie got the nomination, I don't know who I'd vote for right now. So interesting, interesting. All right, we got to take another break. When we come back, it's Shark Week. So we're going to play a quiz. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, it is going to be sunny and hot and humid all week long. Today, partly cloudy, 88 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 64. Sunny, warm, and humid, 92 tomorrow by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And a wise man once said, live every week like it's Shark Week. Do you know who said that?
I don't.
Tracy Jordan. Oh. Well, it actually is Shark Week. It is the 35th year of Shark Week. Shark Week's been around almost as long as I have been alive.
Wow. That's one good way to put it in perspective.
Wild. I can't say I am necessarily someone who has been like a Shark Week aficionado over the years, but it is obviously very, very popular. But it's been criticized for becoming more sensational and for presenting graphic animal violence. And the truth is, shark attacks actually aren't that common. Despite what Jaws told us, despite what the news says, Jane, you're looking skeptical.
I don't discount that. They're the experts, right? They watch the numbers. They know what's going on. But I've been in at least one place where a year later a woman was killed by a shark.
Okay.
And that's enough for me.
For sure. And you don't live in the ocean. So, you know, in Wisconsin, this feels a little less like something we have to worry about because last time I checked, Lake Michigan, no sharks.
Sharkless.
But I thought it'd be fun. The Washington Post produced a 10 question quiz to reassure you as far as the actual, again, facts over feelings.
I understand.
So we will play this for the rest of the hour. Number one, of the more than 500 species of sharks, only three are responsible for most shark bites. Which of these sharks is not a frequent biter?
Okay.
A white shark, a hammerhead, tiger, or a bull shark?
I will go with the hammerhead.
That is correct.
All right.
Number two, where was the shark bite capital of the world last year? Was it Florida, New York, Australia, Cape Cod?
I think it was Florida.
You were correct again.
Wow.
Last year, 57 people around the world were bitten by sharks in unprovoked bites. Most of those bites, 72%, happened in the United States. And Florida is the international capital of shark bite with 16 unprovoked bites.
Can I just throw in
another reason to not go to Florida?
Well, there are so many reasons not to go to Florida. Does anyone ever provoke a shark bite? It's like, come on, come over here. I'm going to take you on. Aren't they all kind of unprovoked?
I mean, if you're in like a shark tank and you're like,
fair enough.
Well, I mean, you asked. I feel like that is a serious answer.
The vast majority of shark bites, no one's going on. Come over here. I want to punch you in the nose.
But I will say, if you think about how many people swim in the ocean every year to only have 57, that is a very small amount.
Unless you're one of those 57.
Unless you're yes, of course. But there's plenty of things that you drive down Capitol Drive. It's probably more dangerous than getting
Not anymore, I don't.
All right, number three. What is the best way to tell if a shark is swimming nearby? Taste the water. If it's salty, there are sharks.
It's always salty.
Number two, scan the ocean and look for a shark's fin above the water. Number three, check for notices from the lifeguards on duty. Four, play the baby shark song and see if one shows up.
Oh, those are all terrible.
Those are all terrible. I would say, what do you say?
I'll go with the lifeguards.
All right. That is it. Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That's true. Scientists like to say that if there's if the water tastes salty, there are sharks swimming in it, which is obvious.
Always.
Yes. It's the notice from lifeguard is the best way to get information. All right, number four. Which of these places are you least likely to encounter a white shark? Relatively shallow, knee-deep water. Shoulder-deep water, where you're bobbing over waves. Close to seals or school of fish.
Yeah, you don't want to be there.
Don't want to be there.
No.
Far off the coast alongside fishing boats.
You don't want to be there either. Give them to me one more time, please.
So one, relatively shallow, knee-deep water. Two, shoulder-deep water where you're bobbing over waves. Three, close to seals or schools of fish. Four, far off the coast alongside fishing boats.
I'll go with the first one, the shallow.
That is correct.
Yeah.
White sharks are too big to swim in shallow water, and their prey, stingrays or seals, aren't often swimming there either. All right, halfway through. Which of these statements about sharks is true? One, some sharks can actually get a tan in the sun. Number two, sharks can smell a drop of blood in an Olympic-sized pool of water. Number three, sharks have one set of teeth for life. Number four, peeing in the ocean or swimming during your period can attract sharks.
I will go with a drop of blood in the Olympic-sized pool.
No, that one's wrong.
It's wrong.
Some sharks can actually get a tan in the sun.
No kidding.
Sharks can suntan.
Do they have tan marks?
Maybe. Sharks are subject to a number of myths, including that they are these super sniffers.
Yeah.
Able to detect scant amounts of blood from open wounds or menstruation.
That's not true.
They do have a strong sense of smell, but it's no better than other fish in the sea.
Okay.
Number six, what can I do to reduce the chance of a shark encounter? One, stay close to shore. Two, stay in groups, whether you're swimming, surfing, etc. Three, avoid swimming in murky water or at dawn or dusk. Four, all of the above.
I would go with all.
I feel like, considering there hasn't been all of the above, that was like a...
That's pretty
easy.
Easy
one. All right, we got to keep plugging. Number seven, are sharks scared of dolphins? Yes or no?
That's always been a myth, so I will say no.
Correct. Contrary to popular belief, dolphins do not ward off sharks.
It was a great story, you know, that they would protect people and dolphins would come racing in to save the day. And yeah, that's just not true.
Which of these water enthusiasts top the list for shark bites? Swimmers, surfers, divers, or boaters?
Surfers.
That is correct. I think it's because they look like a seal. The board from the bottom, they always look like, they look the most like a seal. Two more. All right. When a shark bites a human, how many bites does the shark typically take? One, two, three. There's no discernible pattern.
Oh, ew. One.
I think it's one because I think the myth I've, or not the myth, what I've always heard is once they figure out, because like humans actually to them are not that
tasty.
We're very bony. And so it's like, oh, that's not what I wanted. It's not like they can like, you know, touch us with their fingers. Yes, one. Shark bites are exceedingly rare. And when they do happen, most bites are single hit and run bites. Final question. If a shark approaches, you should kick and splash to scare the shark away. Take a lesson from Batman and spray a shark repellent. Swim away as fast as you can. Turn and face the shark, then slowly swim away.
That they all sound like death. They all sound like impending doom.
Well, we got to pick one.
All right.
One is right.
Number three.
I don't think. You think you're going to swim past a shark?
No. Okay. No, I don't want to do that. Stand your ground and back away slowly. That they all sound terrible.
I think that's the right one. Yeah.
Wow.
By turning your attention to the shark, you're telling it that you're aware of its presence and you're not another fish. And if you're holding a surfboard or some flotation device, it put it between you and the shark. So there you go. Not that we have to deal with this in Lake Michigan, but if you're going to Florida anytime soon, there you go. All right, we got to take a break for the top of the hour news. We'll be back in a minute.
one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.